With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Talks over a ceasefire and the release of hostages in Gaza are resuming in Doha.
It's widely thought that a ceasefire and hostage deal could stop the war in Gaza from spiraling into a much wider regional conflict. We've seen a lot of urgent diplomacy in the last few days. We understand that the director of the CIA, William Burns, will be attending the talks. Israel is sending a high-level delegation. Hamas has said it will not participate in the talks. They are protesting, they say, at what they claim is Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister's addition of new conditions to existing proposals. He's denied that.
BBC correspondent Jenny Hill reporting from Tel Aviv. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said these talks are expected to run into Friday. Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Johnson issued the following statement after Columbia University President Manoush Safiq announced her resignation. Bernie Bennett has more.
In his statement, Speaker Johnson said, quote, as a result of President Shafiq's refusal to protect Jewish students and maintain order on campus, Columbia University became the epicenter of virulent anti-Semitism that had plagued many American university campuses since Hamas's barbaric attack on Israel last fall. The speaker continued, quote, I stood in President Shafiq's office in April and told her to resign, and while it is long overdue, we welcome today's news. The speaker said, quote, we hope that President Shafiq's resignation serves as an example to university administrators across the country that tolerating or protecting anti-Semites is unacceptable and will have consequences. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Hurricane Ernesto headed for Bermuda. That's after leaving hundreds of thousands in Puerto Rico without power or water. Ernesto forecast to become a major Category 3 hurricane on Friday. The Dow was ahead 459 points, the Nasdaq adding 345. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is being sued.
This time it has nothing to do with abortion, however. A young woman who lived as a man for a few years and is now detransitioned is suing Planned Parenthood for giving her testosterone and helping her obtain a double mastectomy while she was a teenager. While Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion business, it has lately become heavily involved in the transgender business, providing drugs and surgeries to young people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that UCLA cannot allow pro-Palestinian protesters to block Jewish students from accessing classes in other parts of the campus. The preliminary injunction marks the first time a U.S. judge has ruled against a university over the demonstrations against Israel. UCLA arguing that it had no legal responsibility over the issue because protesters, not the university, blocked Jewish students' access to the school. This is SRN News. Drug agents seizing thousands of pounds of meth at a farmer's market.
Special agent in charge, Robert Murphy with the Drug Enforcement Administration, says they found 2,300 pounds of meth hidden in celery at a Georgia's farmer's market.
That was what was hiding it. Obviously, we threw away the celery, so there's no concerns of buying celery at the grocery store.
A semi-trailer coming across the Mexican border raised suspicion. Agents then zeroed in on the Atlanta State Farmer's Market in Forest Park, where a Mexican citizen was arrested. The DEA says it's one of the largest seizures of its kind. Sound courtesy WSB. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And the creator of the famous Amos cookie empire has died. Wally Amos's children said he died Tuesday at a home in Honolulu from complications with dementia. He was 88. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.